Once again, guys and ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And also hit the description box to check out and follow us on all our other platforms. And if you got questions and comments, give it a thumbs up if you like the video. Give it a thumbs down if you don't. And drop some comments below. But as always, I don't have a lot of time. And I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time. So we're going to go ahead and jump straight into it. So in this video here, we're going to talk about five ways you can profit from the down economy. Now, first, let's talk about why am I making this particular video. Of course, market was doing good, did great last year, doing good this year. It just took a downturn around about October. We're seeing it go into a bearish state with October got very volatile. Then, you know, here we are in December where the market's pretty much wiping away all of its wins from 2018. Which is fine and okay. I just want to give you guys some tools for your toolbox, all right? So, the first thing you can do. The first thing you can do is use a short ETF. A short ETF like DOG, D-O-G. That is a short Dow Jones ETF. That means every time the Dow Jones goes down, this particular thing go up. So, for prime example, the Dow Jones dropped 600 points today. But as you can see here, the actual DOG, D-O-G, went up 2.22%. So as the market continues to drop, you have a ETF that's going to continue to go up. Now, you can get a leveraged ETF. You're saying, hey, Prince, that's great. What else can I do? You can have a leveraged ETF, another type of ETF that it will, every time the market goes down, it puts it on steroids. So as you can see, this is the same thing as the Dow Jones goes down. This quadruples the returns. As you saw earlier, the regular DOG was at what, 2.22%, right? Gains today is when the market went down 600 points. This one is up 6.6% because the market went down 600 points. So this means that as a market drives down in one direction, this thing is going to make higher returns. But of course, this is very risky because when the market does rebound, this thing is going to get eaten alive. So be very volatile. And if the market is very volatile, where it's up in one day, it's in the same day, it's up 200 points and down, up and down, up and down. Leverage ETFs don't really perform that well. You want it to drive one direction and in one direction fast. Like we've seen over the last 3 days, by the market driving down these last couple of days, you're going to see something like this have a field day. Now that's one way. ETFs, short ETFs, and that's a leverage ETF. Those are very risky. I'm putting it out there now. The next thing, you see when people move from what they call a cynical sector, which means the big ticket items, people move away from goods and services and they move to things that they need. Things that they needed like food and beverages, right? Food, beverages, and gold, right? So you see gold usually has a spike. So if we can see here, do I have to go out and buy gold chips? No. What you can do is you can buy a gold ETF. Right, you can't go out and buy gold chips, but you can buy a gold ETF. You can add that in your portfolio. What that does is, as the market goes down, we always see precious metals go up. So that's the second thing you can do, adding gold to your portfolio. The third thing you can do is bonds. Right, we can look at bonds. I use the BLV because it's a long-term bond, and it pays a monthly dividend. So every month, I'm collecting a dividend off of this long-term bond. Excuse me, I got hiccups for some reason. But you can collect dividends along the way from the BLVD, from the long-term bonds, and you can sell some of these bonds like I've been doing the last couple of days, selling some of the bonds and jumping into some particular equities, something that I can do going into the market. Now, usually in the bond market, you can, it's a not a great way, but it's one of the ways it's not as volatile as equities, but it's a place to hide money or to put money as the market is going up or whatever the case may be, and it's a great thing to liquidate when it's going down to be able to capitalize off of the downturn in the economy. All right, so that's adding bonds. That's number three. Number four, dividend purchasing stocks. I pulled up Verizon on this one in the case because I think it's around about 4% that it pays annually, and it has a strong history of paying dividends. The thing about dividend paying stocks, when you purchase a stock like Amazon, it only has one direction to go. The only way I can make money is when this stock goes up, right? Now, when this stock goes up, I make money. But let's say if I had dividend paying stock like Verizon. These last couple of days has been crappy, but guess what? It is still paying dividends every quarter. So when those quarter dividends come in, instead of them coming to my account, I can have them purchasing me more shares of the particular company. So now my dividends, say the stock drops down to 40 bucks. While it's trickling its way down, I'm collecting dividends that are buying me shares at a lower price without me doing anything. So when it does rebound, if you haven't seen anything wrong with the fundamentals of the company, it's still a great company. It's just going through a bad time, just like we do in life, relationships, and everything else. When we're going through that bad time, those dividends are steadily kicking in and buying me things as it goes down, and I'm collecting more shares. So when it does come, I have more shares to be able to profit from in the future, right? Another thing is called a put option, right? You can buy a put against something. A put is when you bet something's going to go down. Like for prime example, you see this went up 89% in one day, 86%, 86.9% in one day. Prince, why did that happen? First of all, I pulled out the inverted ETF for the S&P 500. This is the inverted leverage ETF for the S&P 500. So as the S&P 500 drops, this thing goes up. And then I went and picked the, I picked the inverted bullish version. So as the S&P 500 drops, this loses value. But I picked the leverage one to show that, hey, when this thing drops, it drops, right? Because it's leverage. Just like we spoke about the leverage earlier. This is leverage in the other direction. So that means that as the market goes down, this thing drops. So I put I will look to buy a put option on this because I know that as the S&P 500 drops, it has a dramatic drop. This is going to drop three times as faster, which is going to make my put option worth more money. As you can see, it did here. In one day, it went up 86% one day. So, but that is, then again, this is an option. It's a derivative. It's very speculative. It's not going to the homes of investing. I'm just giving you guys ideas, right? Now, one thing I didn't include in here, which is number six, that's number five, I throw one, is a covered call. If you own 100 shares of a company, let's say if you own 100 shares of Verizon, right? And you're saying, man, you know, my stock is just sitting here. Well, I'm going to probably make a more detailed video. You can sell covered calls, which means you'll be the person that is selling the option. For prime example, Verizon's at $57. You're telling someone you can sell the option that, hey, if Verizon, we're going to type it in here. One second, I hit the wrong button. For prime example, we have Verizon, right? You can sell a cover call. For prime example, you can choose a date. Let's say by December 28th, you can tell someone, hey, I'm willing to sell my covered calls for 38 cents per contract, right? And it's 100, so that's like three some bucks, if I'm not mistaken there. So I can sell these if the price doesn't cross over $60. So let's say December 28th rolls around and Verizon is only $57. Guess what? You get to collect the money. You get to collect the premium, right? So that's something I get in more detail. But cover calls, that's another thing that you can do in a down economy when your stocks are down to what you call it, to be able to buy. So let's go over what we did. We said ETFs, short ETFs, or leverage ETFs going against or as Dow goes down. Gold, another one. We spoke about bonds, dividend paying stocks, and put options. And the bonus was covered calls. I hope that kind of helped you out. I hope that gave you guys some ideas. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me doing crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.